Top stories from ABC News. Four teenagers who were tear-gassed in Darwin's Don Dale Detention Centre in 2014 have won a lawsuit brought against the territory government over their mistreatment. The four have won a total of $53,000. The federal government says an overhaul of the Racial Discrimination Act will promote freedom of speech. The government will try to remove the words insult, offend and humiliate from Section 18C, replacing them with harass. The Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the proposed changes would weaken the laws. The Reserve Bank's warnings about the risks of a potential real estate bubble in Sydney and Melbourne are getting louder. In the minutes from its most recent meeting a fortnight ago, the RBA does not appear to see an end to accelerating real estate investment in Australia's major East Coast cities. And Australian researchers have found the deadly venom of the funnel web spider may help protect the brain from injury after a stroke. Scientists discovered a single dose of protein found in spider venom worked on lab rats. Now they need to see whether they get the same results in humans.